I've got all the roles and responsibilities of a business development manager. Well, at least the most important ones for you today on this episode of The Inside BS Show. So you're interested in the roles and responsibilities of a business development manager, and that's great. Today I'm going to share five of them with you, the five most important ones. These are the five that you really need to focus on. But even more important than that, I'm going to share a sixth thing that's right down here, and that's the key to being successful in your role as a business development manager. I don't want you to miss that. So please stay with me all the way to the end of our time together today. That's when I will reveal this number six key, really differentiator for you as a business development manager. I'm going to cover all five of these and then the sixth right now. Here we go. Let's dive right into the content. I made quite a few videos about business development manager roles and responsibilities, and the internet has gone nuts for them. YouTube explodes when I talk about being a business development manager and the roles and responsibilities of a business development manager. So today, I'm going to share with you these five roles and responsibilities of a business development manager, and then I'm going to share with you the key to success. And I've shared the rundown of this video already. You know, people ask me all the time, well, Dave, you're a business owner now. You have a team working with you. You have a successful business. What do you know about entry-level business development managers? Well, I was one. In fact, I was a business development manager at a consulting company known as the Gallup Organization, and I was the most successful business development manager they've ever had. I carried a book of business of over $20 million. I drove over $250 million of revenue into the firm in the role of business development manager. So I know a thing or two about business development manager roles and responsibilities. The first thing I want to share with you today is if you're a great business development manager, you know how to target ideal clients. This means that you can identify clients who are just like your best client. You can identify what their problems are, and you know where they are and how to go after them. Identification of ideal clients, targeting ideal clients, is essential to your success in the role of business development manager. The second thing you need to do as a business development manager, your second role, your second responsibility, is to craft a powerful message. What does this mean? It means that you need to identify the problems that your ideal clients face. And you need to be able to target those people with the right message that lets them know that you can solve their problem. And you can't come right out and say, hey, you got any problems? I want to solve your problems. I hope you have problems today. I'm here to solve your problems. You have to be a person who can gently say to them, these things that you're facing, they're difficult. I understand. And I want to help you. And here's what I can do. And here are the things you can avoid. Here are the goals you can achieve. I want to be a part of helping you avoid those things, and I want to be a part of helping you achieve those goals. If you can target your message to your ideal client, you're two-thirds of the way toward winning the battle to attract enough clients to close deals. This is one of the essential elements of being a business development manager. It's one of your essential roles and responsibilities. The third of the five essential roles and responsibilities is for you to convert suspects into prospects. Now, what does that mean? Well, when you first target people who look like your best clients, those people, they're called suspects because you suspect these people would be great clients for you. You don't know it yet, but you suspect they would be. You've developed a message and you've reached out to them with that message, and they say to you, listen, I want to hear more about what you have to say. They literally say that by opting in to receive an information product you create, or attending a program that you put on, or watching your videos and responding to your videos, or by picking up the phone and calling you and inquiring about things that you can do for them. When those suspects make that inquiry, when they attend that event, when they connect with you and they ask for more information, they convert from suspects into prospects. And you, as a business development manager, make that happen. Your role, your responsibility, is to take people who have never heard of you, get them interested, and have them ask for more information. If you do that, you're doing your job. That is what your job is all about. It's to identify the ideal client, hit them with a message that resonates, get them to want more, have them ask for more. And then when they do, if they're not ready to close, if they're not ready to do business with you in that moment, your fourth objective is to nurture them. Your role, your responsibility, the fourth one, is to bring them along. This could be with phone calls. It could be attending events with them. Most often, it's with frequent communication via email, via direct mail, newsletters, educational opportunities. You're nurturing the relationship. You're showing infinite patience because you know that these are your ideal people. They're going to work with you. It's just a matter of time. Once the timing is right, you want to be positioned to be there when they reach out to ask for your help. The fifth thing you're going to do is you're going to facilitate that outreach. You're going to get them to ask you for help. And how do you do this? You do it by making offers. What does that mean? You're going to offer your services. You're going to offer educational events. You're going to offer them to attend webinars. You're going to offer to help them with things that they need. Making offers is the fifth role and responsibility you have. Now, these offers, they can be hard offers like, hey, come to this event and pay $1,500, be educated on what you can do to grow your company. Or they can be soft offers. Listen, I have a white paper on the topic we discussed. I want to send it to you. What's your email address? That's a soft offer. Making offers to people is a way to gauge their interest, and it's part of your roles and responsibilities as a business development manager. Now, the sixth and final thing that I want to share with you today is the key to your success as a business development manager, and that is to develop a system that combines all five of these things. Once you develop a system that combines all five of these things, you constantly know where you stand. Now, all five of these things are your roles and responsibilities as a business development manager. Your system should incorporate all of them, and it should maximize the amount of time you spend with each prospect. Now, I know what you're thinking. You don't have time. You don't have the energy to develop a system. Well, you don't have to. I'm going to give you mine. Here's what I want you to do. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com. revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your contact information there. You can download my system. This is the system that I used when I was a business development manager, driving $20 million of revenue into my book of business, over $250 million in revenue into the company as a whole. This system is magic. It's going to help you achieve all of your goals. It will help you fulfill all of your roles and responsibilities as a business development manager. If you want more great information just like this, join me in the next video that's right down below. It's another video on being a fantastic business development manager. I'll see you right there.